of the word from the new RSV or the new international version of the scriptures. And it's in the passage that Calvin just read. It says, with all holiness and meekness and patience, forbearing one another in love. We rarely hear anyone use the word forbearance. Forbearing. And it's such a good, rich word. Because when we just hear the word bearing, we think about manual labor. When we think about picking up stuff and handling stuff. I mean, I kind of think about the old movies I watched growing up as a kid. And you heard about Albert Schweitzer and Livingston going on missionary journeys down into Africa. And you see these people going on safari, and they always had the bearers to carry everything. You know, the natives earned a little bit of money by going off with the wealthy white people who could afford to go do things like that. And they carried the supplies, and they carried the equipment. If they were doing missionary work, I guess they carried crates of Bibles. And, you know, that's kind of what I think about bearers. That's the kind of image that comes to mind. And, of course, young people don't even see movies like that anymore. So I'm not sure they have that picture. But forbearance is an old word that is sort of lost favor in our society. And it really is all about our ability to, we might as well just put it bluntly in the life of the church, put up with each other. In other words, when you get this big a group of people together and we spend much time together, there's a lot you have to put up with. Of course, that's true in a family. I bet you find it's a little more complicated with a little one than you have to put up with. I mean, that's just life. That when you get two or more people together, you just have to put up with some things. And especially if you're together in love. Gee, look at the kinds of things we deal with as husbands and wives. Or even boyfriends and girlfriends. You know, stuff we may not particularly like, but we forbear one another in love. Children, the things you put up with your parents, the things you forbear in love. And parents, imagine all the things you have to deal with dealing with your children. See, it's a good word. We need a word that talks about a power that sustains us to deal with some of the day-to-day things that are just not all that pleasant. That when you love someone, you don't let those little things get in the way. You don't become so touchy. You don't become so sensitive. And Paul is saying here to the church in Ephesians that he's begging us with lowliness and meekness and patience, put up with some stuff for the sake of Jesus Christ. Deal with some of the irritating little things that happen in one's life when you relate to somebody else. Boy, I think you need forbearance in the classroom, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And I bet there are many jobs that all of you do out in the world that a healthy dose of forbearance comes in handy. And Paul is saying, for heaven's sakes, in the life of the church, forbear one another in love. Don't let stuff divide you and separate you and destroy you. And he says this in order that we be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Shalom. That if we're going to be the kind of church that God wants us to be, we need to forbear one another. We need to deal with irritating things. We need to be sustained by God to not let small things become large ones. That we need to restrain our anger and our irritation and our hostility when things don't go the way we'd like them to go. That we need to withhold our harsh judgments of one another so we can keep that sense of love and unity in our important relationships, especially in the life of the church. That we sometimes need to overlook a lot and decide what things are really crucial in the life of the church if we're going to make a big deal over them. Are they crucial to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are they so important that the very foundation of a church would be destroyed if we didn't deal with it? Because if we really desire God to be here among us, He's not going to appear if there's disunity. God lives in perfect harmony with God Himself, His Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we're created in that image. Yes, you and I are created in the image of God in that we could live in that kind of harmony if we submit to Him. The same harmony that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, perfect harmony, can be bestowed upon our lives and the life of the church if and only if we're open to His power flowing through us. And if we're going to limit our access to His power, if there's disunity among us, if our hearts aren't one, as Jeremiah said in the reading this morning, He wants us to be one in spirit. And the important thing, He wants us to have shalom, the best life has to offer in our lives and in the life of our church. He wants us to dwell in goodness and in peace one with another. And when we do that, we're going to see His presence manifested more and more. When we're able to forbear one another in love, we're going to see the power of God working in and through us in this church and through us out into the community. We're going to have people coming in to experience that kind of forbearance. For where in our world can you go and receive that? If not the church. If we have any doubts about what that means, to St. Paul, we can go to the love chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, where he says, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, even if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable and resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. For love never ends. If we want to come to God's house as a house of prayer, if we want to feel the power of His presence manifested in our lives and in the life of the church, we must forbear one another in love in order that we maintain the unity of the Spirit so God will truly be here and act among us and accomplish the things in our own power we could never imagine being accomplished. Because we can't do it. Not in our own strength, but love can. Love can overcome. And I want to experience that in my life. I want to know shalom. I want to know the peace that surpasses understanding. And yet what Paul is telling the church then and now is if I want to get there, I've got to forbear others in love. I will not let small things get in the way of the unity of the Spirit and abide in it. That I want His presence so much, I'm willing to let Him take care of forever now. I'm willing to surrender to His authority to deal with the issues. I will trust that He will accomplish what He wants to accomplish, just as He did in giving us as a simple and empty cross. That if He could raise Jesus from the dead, He can handle any of the problems we have in life, any of the problems that exist in our church, and they become as nothing because His love is flowing through us. And I think we can accomplish that. I think we can have that. I think we can experience that personally in this congregation. And I look forward to being more forbearing in my own attitude. And I hope you will, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Let us pray.
Oh, gracious Father, there are just so many troubling things in our world, things that trouble us individually, trouble us as a church, as a society. There are things that trouble us globally, and we work so hard to try to solve these problems and forget that we must allow You to solve them by working through us and knowing it's Your will, not our own, that's leading us. We need that in our lives. We desire it. And yet so many times things come up in our lives that get in the way, and we must remember that You're always there to help us push the small stuff aside and see what's really important and give ourselves totally to You. May we forbear one another in love with all humility and meekness and patience to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace so we can experience your marvelous presence, the harmony and love you have to share with us and the whole world. Now bless us in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. And through the power of your Holy Spirit, Almighty Father, we pray. Amen.